RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
Time for our first sports bulletin of the morning. Good morning, Des Cal.
Yeah, good morning, Mary. The GAA's Munster Council last night overruled Cork and have now switched the provincial football semi-final between Cork and Kerry to Killarney. It's not all Ed Sheeran's fault. Cork are entitled to home venue this year, but because they have Ed Sheeran concerts in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, Cork wanted to switch the match to the smaller Páirc Uí Rinn venue in Cork City, a move apparently strongly pushed for by the team's management. But the Munster Council said the Páirc Uí Rinn, even with works to increase capacity to 11,000, would not be big enough to host the match. And they base this on what they say is the average attendance figure from the county's last three championship matches. There was 22,000 on average of the last three pre-COVID matches. So they say on that basis, they're switching it to Killarney. Barcelona, speaking of attendances, well, they smashed the attendance record last night for women's soccer. A crowd of over 91,500 at the Nou Camp watched them beat rivals Real Madrid by 5-2 in the second leg of their Champions League final. They won 8-3 on aggregate. Barcelona will now meet the winners of tonight's game between Arsenal and Wolfsburg. They're all level at 1-1 ahead of the second leg in Germany. Mind you, 91,500, an extraordinary crowd. I did read on the BBC website that back in 1971, after the World Cup in Mexico in 1970, Mexico ran a 6-team women's tournament, and the final for that got 110,000 when Mexico played Denmark. And I can't understand why that was so successful, and then it fell off the face of the earth, basically, in terms of big crowds going to women's matches from 1971 on. But last night, I watched it. I mean, it was a fantastic atmosphere, and it just shows the growth that is occurring. In men's soccer, the United States and Mexico both booked tickets to this year's World Cup in Qatar in the final round of qualifying last night. The US lost 2-0 to Costa Rica, but they just had to avoid a 6-0 defeat. Mexico beat El Salvador 2-0. The Irish women's rugby team to play France on Saturday will be named later this morning. Meanwhile, ahead of Saturday's big clash in the United Rugby Championship between Munster and Leinster, the Munster coach Johan van Graan says there's a fantastic spirit in their camp this week as they have so many players back now from international duty.
It was a real feel-good Monday. Obviously, we felt that we delivered a good performance on Friday evening. The 20s lads were back after the Grand Slam. The national guys were back after their Triple Crown. It's the first time that we've been together as a squad since the 23rd of January. So great buzz around the place, and everybody looking forward not only to this weekend but to the next block of games. We've learned through COVID that rugby is not the same without support, and we love playing at Thomond Park, and it's always special occasions, not only for Munster but for Irish rugby when there's Interpro. So looking forward to that, and you know, just happened to be Leinster before we play the European games, and then a big game against Ulster, and then Cardiff at Musgrave Park. So magnificent block of games ahead. We're pretty well set in both competitions, and you know, it's week 41 in our season, and we've worked 40 weeks to put ourselves in this position. Not only in the URC, which is shaping up to have a great finale in terms of the teams, in terms of who's fighting for potential home semi-finals, for home quarter-finals, and you know, more to get into that top eight, and then obviously Europe to look forward to in terms of what we've produced in December and January to put into that position. So that's what you're working for weeks like this and the next 4 weeks to come.
That's Johan van Graan. Now, British Cycling says transgender cyclist Emily Bridges is not eligible to participate at Saturday's National Championships. Bridges was due to compete in her first women's event in Derby, coming up against five-time Olympic champion Laura Kenny. However, British Cycling said it was informed by the UCI, cycling's world governing body, that she is not eligible under its current guidelines. In golf, Ireland's Lauren Walsh is playing in Augusta this week ahead of the Masters, taking part in the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and she opened with around a 4-over par, 6 off the leader. Racing this afternoon is at Naas, and the first race is at 1:55.